Welcome to the Alamon Show. Here, we'll discover the success stories of local business trailblazers, where we discuss topics from marketing strategies to community engagement. You'll gain practical insights for your own venture. Join us weekly to celebrate and learn from our local entrepreneurial heroes. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and become a part of our growing community of business enthusiasts and entrepreneurs. Now, let's get started.
We've put together a real estate team. We've both been realtors for many years in Northern Virginia and in the DC area. And we're high-level service agents. We take great care of our clients and built out the team to just to take, we built out the team just to do that. What would you like to say there, Chief?
So with our talks over the past 6 months or so, I think we realized that we both have the same vision for a super or a mega team within Keller Williams. And Scott's been in the new construction luxury market for quite some time, which I admire, you know, and I like to learn some things from him in that space while I grind it out in the resale market. We put together a pretty solid team so far, right? And we're recruiting agents all the time, trying to reach that super team goal. I think 20 agents is our first goal.
I think we're pretty close to there.
Close to that.
We have, that's a pretty big number.
Yeah. With us, we have, I think, 18 agents now and two or three more that are talking with us.
Okay.
The goal being that we cover all of the DMV geographically, have people with hyper local focus. So we have agents with boots on the ground in almost every town in the area. Mm-hmm. And I think that provides better service. When we have agents that are scattered all over, they don't really know the areas, and to me, there's something lost there. But we have a good amount of expertise literally in every town and every county in the area.
That's impressive. What made you guys want to merge together? Like, how did that come to be? Was this something you had in the back of your mind for a while, or like, how did that?
No. I started the team in 2011, did a major rebrand in 2017. Things were going really well. But I always knew I wanted to take it to the next level.
Of course.
One day this guy showed up in the hall and moved from another brokerage and like, who's this guy up in the hall? He's got good energy. So we started talking and maybe 4 or 5 months ago, started having conversations about what that would look like.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That goes back to us having the same vision, and it takes a village to raise a child, mm-hmm. right? Can't be uber successful on your own, but you have to be in business with the right people. So we balance each other out really well. It's been a great fit. We're pressing forward. It kind of seems very natural. Everything's organic. We're figuring things out. You know, we haven't hit any major speed bumps. It's really exciting. We have great culture, good energy. Like Scott says, it's good.
Yeah, and we like our brand awareness is really taken off. Capillary Homes is our brand within Keller Williams. And as Dimitri said, we're building a super team. We're building,
that's right,
we believe, the best agents for each area. We're very picky about who we bring on the team. And
slow to hire, quick to fire.
That's right.
I always hear that. You're like the fourth person I've heard say that.
There's truth to it. A bad hire could cost you more in the long run.
Tell me more about that.
Money and headache. Drama, having to deal with all kinds of different personalities, and folks have things going on in their personal life that kind of spills over into the workplace sometimes. Mm-hmm. So our hiring process is very slow. So we really get to know who we're bringing in to make sure that they're a good fit. Mm-hmm. That way we don't have any problems.
Yeah.
We have to keep it simple on the team and keep our upbeat, positive culture and sell real estate. That's our focus.
That's awesome.
Excellent customer service. And to be the most knowledgeable, you know, we really focused a lot on teaching our agents more than just real estate, construction, how a house is built, all the dynamics that go into it, all the mechanical, electrical, mm-hmm. plumbing. So, you know, the product, that's the positive thing, I think, that mm-hmm.
I come
out of that.
I think we're also able now and positioned much better with our merge to have a higher level of a higher budgeting. For marketing. Mm-hmm. Marketing is important for agents. Without it, you're just kind of a solo agent and you're out there existing and it's difficult to find your way. When you put together a good amount of resources for marketing, mm-hmm. that we have an incredible marketing director who's great on social media, great on all the platforms, really knows.
Yeah, tell me what all you guys get into. What platforms are you on? How are you getting more people? How are you catering to new faces who are just getting to know about your new rebrand and everything?
Sure. So I'll let Dimitri talk about our
online. He was smiling. I was like, I think he's got the answer. So,
yeah, let's talk about our online, our pay-per-click systems and everything like that. We don't have to go into detail, but.
Yeah, so marketing-wise, we're on every platform, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
TikTok? No, I'm just kidding. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We want to be everywhere. We had a press release done, which kind of covered the merger, the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a couple of marketing systems that we put into place where we are very present mm-hmm. online, and it drives a lot of traffic to our website. And that in turn turns into quite a few leads that our team grinds away on.
Yeah,
it seems like nonstop.
That's great.
And that's, you know, the key to success, hard work.
Yeah. Getting out there, holding open houses, meeting buyers. You know, there's a lot to be said for video and doing things like this, events like this,
that's
just
right.
Getting out there. But I also think, you know, just going out there and shaking hands and strategic alliances with local businesses has been a big help for us. Mm-hmm. My focus has been for years new construction. So we work with four or five great builders, and I'm just not just great, but like the best of the best.
Okay.
In the community. Our builders are amazing. So as much as I don't like doing it, I go out there and do videos in front of the new construction.
I'm proud of you.
Processes is I stand out there, I look silly, but we talk about what's going on. We video the homes as they're being framed up, as they're being completed on the inside, and then eventually interview our builders and then do walkthroughs when they're completed, if they get to that point. But that's been a big new construction and luxury has been a big focus for our team. And that segment is powerful right now. It's strong.
Mm-hmm.
The buyers are coming out to buy these new homes. They have budgets that have exceeded my expectation.
Yes.
that market is just doing so well for us.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And thanks for sharing that with our listeners, too. I'm sure they're going to find some interesting insights here, especially with marketing and how they should be putting themselves out there on social media, because it's not an easy thing. So good for you for getting out your little phone or camera and just doing it and sending it to the marketing people and being like, here you go.
We are not secret agents.
No.
We're out there. Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
It's
exactly.
One of our motto.
Yeah, it's
that's going to be my motto too, let me tell you.
I will tell you, we have blooper reels because there are a lot of bloopers.
Yes, there are.
But that's fun. I mean, that's just fun. And, you know, nobody wants to sit behind a computer all day going out in the market and talking to, you know, walking through the neighborhoods and meeting our clients. One of our big focuses is on our current sphere of business, mm-hmm. our current clients. We find that most of our leads come word of mouth from our past clients. So that's been a big growth segment. So we're doing more with our past clients. We're having client events and mm-hmm. barbecues and wineries.
You guys are busy, man.
We are.
Yeah.
The calendar is full, planned ahead.
Dang.
Ready to go. So we know.
I love that for you guys.
Oh,
no. Don't forget to also get some time for you when you can as well, because that's also important.
We will.
Does have families.
Sneak that in
there.
Yeah. Tell me about you guys, like your history, like growing up, family, like how did you get into real estate? Was this always what you wanted to do? We want to know a little bit more behind the business people.
Sure. I've been in real estate for 22 years. I grew up in Pennsylvania, met my wife in Rhode Island. We got married in Rhode Island, moved out to Montana.
Wow.
Started an importing business. I've worked in high tech. And then I was back from a tour. We were importing silver and semi-precious stones from Indonesia, and I somehow missed my daughter's first steps, first baby, and I'm like, well, that's not going to happen again. And I've always loved homes, so I started getting into real estate back in 2001, and never looked back. And so, I had four kids and great wife, and it's been a journey, but I've loved every minute of it. And they say it's not work if you love what you do. So,
correct.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. That's awesome. I'm glad that it's all like aligned for you just right.
Yeah.
So 2001, I ventured into the construction space. Quickly learned that I could not work for someone else.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that true for all realtors?
I think so. So within a few short years, I had several crews. We were handling general construction
remodeling, renovations, small mm-hmm. additions, and stuff like that. And then in 2008, when the market crashed, I was not one of the guys who went out and bought too many houses and got crushed.
Yeah.
I was the guy starting to buy with a group, flipping houses. And then in 2012, I got hooked up with a super agent with Keller Williams, attached myself to his hip so I could learn. I learned fast, and within 3 years, I broke off on my own. Mm-hmm. And then here we are.
Yeah.
2024 merger. I started my team, I think it was back in 2016. And it was a struggle. It's hard to put together a solid team. Mm-hmm. I had a team of four when I met Scott. And the merger has been one of the best things in life and business that's happened for me. Mm-hmm. I've never been happier, to be honest with you. It's really amazing what we put together.
That's great to hear.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
So am I.
I'd like to know, you said you were attached to the hip. What are two key important lessons or pieces of information that you've learned from Scott?
So Scott is a hardworking guy. He's taught me to be present more. I shifted my calendar and my schedule at home. I have two small children, 6 and 8 years old. My wife's able to accommodate dropping them off to school so I can be in the office extra early. And he's teaching me a lot more about new construction and development, lot acquisition, and working with these custom builders. So really exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. What about you, Scott? Have you learned anything new or something interesting from Dimitri that absolutely. You want to share?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm still learning. So a couple of things about Dimitri, and I could talk for an hour about Dimitri more. But he's very charismatic. So, you know, and I have to come out of my shell a little bit. I'm ultra focused on the day-to-day work, the numbers, the big picture. I tend to be a detail nut, and I get focused too much on that. Sometimes you have to just put your head up and smile, and this guy has taught me that. I mean, look how charismatic he is.
I know. It's the smile.
He's a big smiler. He's a hugger. Everybody loves, he's one of those guys that'll hold court anywhere he goes, and everybody kind of gets around him. Aww. And talks. So he's great at that. He's also very kind, and I've watched him. We both teach within our market center in our office, and he just listens really well to everybody. He's a great listener, but he's also very kind and listens to people that are struggling and gives them great advice. So that's one of the things.
Kindness is very important. So yeah. Good job.
It's lacking.
Yeah.
Work hard, do good, be kind.
Exactly.
Very simple.
And free. It's free to be kind, right?
Right.
It really is.
There's no charge for that.
Yeah. And then if there is something you could let any potential listeners currently listening or entrepreneurs, business owners, to take away from this, rebranding, starting a new business together, what would you like for them to know? Is it an easy thing? What are some challenges that you've learned?
It takes time, trust, and communication.
Yeah, those three things are great. And I think it takes a vision. You know, you have to set a goal. And one of my old brokers, his name is Arliss Simmons. This guy's kind of like the one that got me into real estate 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. Arliss is an old Navy guy. He drove a big blue Cadillac. And on his Cadillac, and I hope he's listening, on his Cadillac, it said his license plate was set goal.
Set goal.
And I think goals are so important. Yes. If your goal is to, build a business, then you put everything in order to do that. You plan it. You figure out what your buckets of business are going to be. You execute each and every category of business you focus on, how you're going to get to that goal each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be a random goal. It has to be measurable. It has to be attainable. And so, yeah, if you're going to build a business, set a goal to do that and figure out how you're going to get there and then put that in motion. And there are a lot of great resources. So many people that can help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a new business. Everybody, there are a lot of successful real estate agents and teams. So we try to surround ourselves with some of the great people.
Yes.
Meet them and talk to them. But that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. You learn from others and you listen.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be a good piece of information for people wondering. What do you guys do outside of work? What do you like to do when you relax?
Fishing.
One,
I think, hobby we share.
We like
sure.
fishing.
We do like fishing.
I like fishing on the beach in North Carolina. He has a boat that we go out on. We've been on that's fun. Fishing, hiking, outdoor activities. I love that. My son is 15. My daughters are all older, so mm-hmm. spending time with my son, watching him play baseball.
Aww.
You know, I'm happy as I could be just watching my guy play football.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. What about you? Just fishing?
I spend a lot of time with the kids now that they're younger. I try to squeeze in as much as I can. You know, my son is 6, my daughter is 8, and every weekend's full of activities.
They play sports?
Soccer, oh, yep. Jazz, swimming.
Jazz.
Dance. Yeah, my daughter is awesome. Big into the dance and jazz. And
I love that.
And it's cute to watch her. They have their recitals and things like that. So I love spending time with the family. You know, my wife is a career woman, and she worked really hard as well. So we try to dedicate our weekends as often as we can mm-hmm. to family time.
Awesome. And can you tell me where we can find information on you guys? What's your website or Instagram for those of us listening?
Sure. Well, our website is capitalareahome.com. Not homes, but home. Homes is some company in Harrisburg, I think. capitalareahome.com. And I don't know the rest. I think
Instagram is our @caprealtors.
Okay.
I believe. Double check that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Our don't worry. I'll put it in the notes on the description. No worries.
As much as I'm on social media, most of
the
posting is done by the amazing Taylor. So, yeah.
That's right. Shout out Taylor.
Yeah. She's incredible.
So yeah, it's been a fun journey. I've got a great supportive wife that allows me to work a lot of different hours. And that's been, you know, in real estate, you have to have a supportive family. And, you know, she knows I have to work on the weekends and I'm on the phone late at night. And she's been great with that. But one of our goals, and it's been a goal for as many years as I can remember, is always be home at 5:30 and have dinner with the family.
Yes.
And I just love doing that. We do it every night almost.
Wow.
I barely ever miss that.
It's like clockwork.
Yeah. So it's been a good business that I can manage and grow. And I think you feel the same way, but also
absolutely.
Spend time with our kids on the weekends, spend time with our wives. And so that's rewarding for us.
Love that. And then just to wrap it up here, of course, I forgot my question. It's okay. I'm going to edit this and we'll make it look good. Take a sip of water. Really? Okay,
you
good.
Get stuck. You're like, brain.
I know. I'm just like throwing out the questions.
Sideways.
Yeah. Okay. Just to wrap it up, I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. What are some goals that you hope to achieve now that you've merged? Like, what's a new goal that you're like, okay, we did this. Now it's time to do this.
Yeah. So we love to be at 100 million per year production.
Well, for each of us, so to combine, 200 right. million is where we want to be.
200 million.
We should be able to hit 100 million this year. Yeah. But going forward, you know, as we grow the team and as we grow our different business segments, we're gonna be at 200 million, and right. that's kind of our what would say 2.5 year goal or 3 year goal to have a sustainable level of business at 200 million. And then from there, you know, we'll see what happens.
That's awesome. I wish you guys the best on that. I know I have a feeling you guys are going to meet your goal. So
yeah, well, I think I know what our next step will be.
What's that?
Development.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first.
Development space for sure.
Yeah. We've talked about, we have different investors that want to put together new homes, build some new homes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm not a builder. I have tools. I don't use them, but I know we work with our builders, and they're great. And he has some great resources as well. And you know, one of the things is I've been focused inside the Beltway for so long. So one of our goals and my goal is just to get outside the Beltway and get into Loudoun County and move outward. So
okay,
yeah.
That's awesome. And then one final question: is there anything that you would like to share on the podcast with all of our listeners? It can be anything in relation to business, the world, life, anything. Final notes.
Work hard, do good, be kind. That's my, I'm sticking with that. That's my
mind. I love that. I don't know how I can top that, but
work hard,
know,
do good.
If you're interested in real estate, I would say, and you really have a passion for it, and you have a passion for service, because service is really what we do,
mm-hmm.
Let us know. You know, if you're thinking, if you're at a small brokerage or you're as a solo agent, want to talk to a great group, we're open to conversations, and we're having fun over here in our office, and we'd love to talk to some rock stars.
Awesome.
The greatest thing, in my opinion, about Capillary Homes and Keller Williams is they help you build a business mm-hmm. and a life worth living.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I really appreciate your time and just your passion sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Alamon Show. If you are a business owner, you are in the Northern Virginia area, or you're willing to come out and visit us here in our Leesburg studio, and you've been in business for at least 5 years, I invite you to apply or nominate a guest for an upcoming show. Go to alamonphotography.com and click on podcast, where you'll find a link to nominate a guest. And thanks as always for listening.